Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At MidwayUSA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Well, all right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, well, we're going to talk about the militarization of the police. Is it necessary? Is it a little excessive? And why do all the federal agencies need their own SWAT teams? That's what I'm really worried about. Well, we're going to kind of dig deep. Kevin, do you even think that, you know, all this military hardware has a place with the local police? I mean, is that something we need in small town America?
Yeah, I mean, well, I've got my own opinions, but this is from an FBI law enforcement bulletin. This is an excerpt of that. Perhaps militarization weakens the community relations necessary for effective policing. The public seems to believe that using tactical equipment, weapons, and other resources appears more closely akin to military operations than domestic law enforcement. So that's what the FBI thinks about it. Honestly, it seems like, you know, a little bit aggressive that law enforcement has automatic weapons and now they're banning bulletproof vests. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, for you. What are you guys doing here? Yeah.
Right. You can't have an AR-15, but we can have a full auto, you know, M4, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw at some protest, they had a police tactical armored vehicle. Yes. And on top of it was a guy with a belt fed machine gun. Like, what are you planning on doing there? Like, you want to like wipe out 80 people if they get crazy? What are you going
to
do?
Exactly. It's like, what are the optics, you know, that like you have to think about that a little bit after, like not even the optics of right now when you're doing it, but the optics of this is how it looks after, you know, like when you have, you know, 80 people laying in the street, sawed in half. Right. How does that ever seem like something in America that, you know, you want on the news, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It just seems a little bit over the top. You know, listen, I'm all for police being able to defend themselves and that sort of stuff. But how often are you getting in machine gun fights that you have to carry them in your car? Yeah. Like, how often does that come up?
I
got a little old lady speeding and she doesn't want to pull over because you got an unmarked car and she doesn't trust you. Better ram her off the road.
Yeah. I don't know. That's something I always worry about is like, why? What is your purpose? There's no way that your goal is to protect and serve when you're trying to be sneaky and hide who you are. Now, I understand you're like, oh, well, I'm trying to sneak up on the drug dealers. And they all, you know, when you turn on the lights, all the cockroaches run into the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there might be a place.
They don't even use those vehicles for that.
Yeah, I know. If you want to do detective shit, like, you know, a sneaky undercover guy or whatever, that's different. But I don't know. Like I could get, you know, when you're doing a raid, not rolling in with your military vehicles and you're swatted up, you know, but who knows? So anyway, so this started back. Do you remember President Johnson? I believe he's the one after he was Tricky Dick's vice president. I think he was.
That was Ford. I don't
know. No. But anyway, Ford was elected after Nixon, but he wasn't Nixon's guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's whatever. It doesn't really matter. President Johnson, 67, set up there's a whole documentary called Riotsville that I was watching, and they set up under Johnson, they set up on military bases, all these like small town America, like little shops, and they practiced rolling in and, you know, kind of rolling over all the little, the towns and seeing what that was like.
Like a little kid walking his dog, run that shit over with a tank.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, I do have to point out, America actually has a history of military police happening from way back. You didn't realize this, but it turns out we used to have military troops right in major cities. You might be thinking of Boston.
New York.
In Boston, Massachusetts, I think, is the one.
Yeah.
I think you said New York. They had some kind of you know, military, and I would be referring to the Redcoats. And that was actually something that we used to oppose as a society.
Yeah, we didn't care for
that was not
armed assholes running around
and then
in our cities.
Wait, didn't just recently we have some kind of marathon in Boston, and then all of a sudden there were more military police things going on? I mean, again, it was, you know, armored vehicles, guys in turrets with, you know, with guns pointed out. And if you looked out your window, they were pointing the gun at you. And you know, remember, there were all the people. Oh, well, they randomly shot in my bedroom. And you know, the guy thought it was funny because he's like, yeah, they actually shot through my apartment and took out the monitor that he was looking at on his computer. And he's like, but I had gotten up to go get coffee. He's like, I could have been sitting there. They were lucky this guy was a stoner, or they would have had a nice lawsuit. But the guy was like, it was crazy. And he was like, yeah, that's great.
Wild shit has always happened. Yeah.
Like
far out, bro.
But that's the thing, you know. They so like way back, right? So I seriously though, we started with the Redcoats, and we were like, we can't have this, soldiers marching around, and then now it seems like we're like totally at peace with it. You know what I'm saying?
It's fine.
Like, I understand that, like us now in, you know, small town America, you don't see it. But in New York City, like I've gone to New York City, you see guys just standing around with, you know, full auto machine guns and like tactical helmets, vests with, you know, magazines and the whole deal. And it's just like you're in Iraq. And I don't know, Kevin, I mean, maybe you've been there more recently than me, but when I was there probably about 4 years ago, I mean, I've been in New York more recently, but when I was in the city about 4 years ago, on at least every corner was somebody standing there with a machine gun. And I hadn't seen that since I've been in Israel. You know, I mean, that's a.
Yeah. No, I mean, go to Manhattan. There's almost as many law enforcement officers as there are people walking around. It's crazy how many.
And they're everywhere. They're just like standing on the corner and just like eyeballing you like you're a big threat. And you're like, really, dude? Like, what the fuck? Like, I understand they're not mowing people down, but it just, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, it's a just, show of force, right?
Exactly.
You better fucking behave. You better behave yourself, because look what we can do.
Exactly. And then, you know, it's how does that come in? So there's basically, we had passed this way back, that Posse Comitatus, right? They had talked about, it was 1878, and it basically said, whoever in this case, under any circumstance, expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, willfully uses any part of the Army or the Air Force as a posse comitatus or otherwise to execute the laws, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. Now, the idea is they were like, we don't want any of that shit with the redcoats standing in the street.
Right.
Now, I understand what we're talking about is not the military on the street corners. We're talking about the police. But when the federal government is funding, and I want to say controlling the police, because they're choosing, basically what it is, right, hey, we'll give you a bunch of free shit, but that means you got to enforce some of our shit that we care about. And, you know, if you adopt these laws and if you kind of respect our authority, then we're going to be down for, you know, going and doing that bullshit and giving you good stuff. So it all came about. There was basically, I think it started under Bush Sr. They came up with the 1033 Act. And it basically made free decommissioned military vehicles available to any law enforcement agency as long as they paid for the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, you know, that still can kind of be a little bit of a budget thing. But, you know, people see military hardware and they get excited. You know, who doesn't want to drive a Hummer around town? I mean, really?
Kind of,
you know, kinda, it's a little hard on the streets. But, you know, hey, so then and that was in 1981. Well, 81 is Reagan.
Right, right. Well, Reagan was pretty amped up on that war on drugs.
Right.
And that kind of ramped things up.
It all kind of came, each one with a war, right? The first one was the war on drugs. Then they had the war on crime under Clinton, I think. And then we had the war on terror under Bush too.
Mm-hmm.
And all these wars that we were fighting somehow escalated, you know, what we were doing. So anyway, the 1033, Bill Clinton expanded it. So both Republican and Democrat. Basically, Bill Clinton did it. Remember that North Hollywood bank robbery?
Yeah.
And the guys were like full armored up and they were in those, you know, like ridiculous suits. Uh-huh. And they're just shooting machine guns at cops like crazy. And I believe there's some rumors of maybe cops being involved in that kind
of thing.
I don't know. And so, you know, he billed it as let's bring back life-saving gear. Sorry.
Right.
Not gears. Then believe it or not, Trump doubled down on this.
All right.
Oh, Trump did, but Barack Obama said, I'm tired of black people being shot and tore up from the militarization of the police. And a Democrat actually said, whoa, let's put the brakes on this.
Mm-hmm.
Now I gotta say, traditionally law and order is kind of a Republican thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, hardline law and order is a Republican thing. So that's not too out of character, but it just seems like, you know, we were against the Patriot Act, you know, as Democrats were all against it. And then when they got in office, they're like, oh, yeah, we got to renew that.
We're going to keep that.
And Republicans were down for doing it in the beginning, you know.
Right.
So it's all over the place.
You know, you don't hear about that in the news, but that has to be renewed like every 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never talk about it, but they keep signing it back into law. Everybody was up in arms about it at first when it was Bush proposing it, but every president since then just keeps it going.
Hey, Patriot Act. You know, we got to keep America safe. We're saving lives.
That's right.
So that was the big thing. Then they, you know, so Trump brought it back, and then Biden's kind of, you know, he doesn't know what's going on. So, I mean, it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Since
I can't, I have a hard time even holding Biden responsible for anything he does, because it seems like he isn't even fucking aware of what's happening around him.
I am so confused about what's going on in government. We got Mitch McConnell having the stroke on camera.
Yeah, what was that? That was wild. And Feinstein,
Feinstein zoning out, doesn't know where the fuck she's at. Kamala Harris never knows where she is or what's going on.
Dude. Yeah, but I think she's working at full capacity. That's not like impairment from old age. That's just how she functions normally. Yeah,
okay, all right. But it's rough. But anyway, sorry to get sidetracked. We try not to get too crazy. Since 1990, the DOD, that would be the Department of Defense for you non-military types, transferred $6 billion in military hardware to local law enforcement. Now, the police seem to act like it's like a counterinsurgency, though. This is why I get worried. They said that since 1982 to now, the SWAT has increased no-knock raids by 1,400%. So maybe people are more messed up. I mean, it does seem like the world is more of a crazy place. I mean, I kind of get that law enforcement has to step up their game. Like, I mean, seriously, human trafficking now versus trafficking in the 70s or so. Maybe we just didn't know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I think. You know, when I was a kid, my mom always telling me, like, things are so messed up today. People would never acted like this. This is crazy. When I was a kid. And then later on, a couple years later, she told me a story about this kid that lived next door to her, and she had pet rabbits, and the kid came over and just pulled all the rabbits apart. And then
who hasn't seen that play out?
I'm like, what are you talking about? I've never heard of something crazy like that happening in my life. You're talking about crazy kids today are crazy.
Right.
But that wasn't, I mean, that sort of stuff, you know. Now we have perverts and pedophiles. Back then you were like, you know, keep your kids away from Ricky. He's a little bit, keep the kids away from that house. You know, right. now you got laws and, you know, people are getting arrested for that shit, or you just swept it under the rug. Oh, you got fingered. It's no big deal. Just walk it off, kid.
That's inappropriate. So that's the thing my wife always points out. She's like, yeah, you know, there always used to be like Uncle Pete, he's a little weird,
right?
But and the kids would be like, I don't like hugging him, and they're like, just do it, you have to. And my wife's like, don't make kids hug people, it's wrong. And yeah, you know, that's kind of the world. It's always been shady. But there have been studies, and they basically say there's two different ones that I read, and they both say, well, there's no effect, good or bad. And I don't really buy that, honestly. I feel like once you suit up the police like they're soldiers, I think there's some kind of I'm a tactical warrior kind of thing going on in their head.
Right.
And they feel,
they get amped up about that stuff, man.
Cause I got to say, I mean, you and I were both in the military.
Right.
And you know, when you're all like suited up and you're wearing it, I mean, I know after September 11th, we were wearing bulletproof vests all the time and, you know, shotguns and helmets and God knows what all the time. And when you're running around like that, you're definitely like, all right, I have all this gear. I'm ready to, you know.
Ready to party,
you know. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something to that. I don't think it's just, you know, I think there's something real there that makes you kind of like adrenaline and amped up. And I mean, you know, the more you wear it, it does become part of your everyday. Like I get that. Like, I carry a concealed handgun. And at first you're like, oh, I have a gun and whatever. And I agree. It does become day to day where you kind of like even forget it's there. You know, it does become old hat. Like I get that. I understand that's, you know, a fair argument. But when you got these guys rolling out in the big armored thing with the turrets, like, I mean, it comes back down to that after that Boston Marathon, when they were tracking down terror, it was crazy. They were insane the way they thought they could treat the public, and you know, do things. And they're like, martial law, doesn't matter. We can do anything we want. We're just going to kill people. And if you come out in the street, we're just going to shoot you down because you could be the one guy we're looking for. It's so probable.
Right.
You know, and I don't care if you're a 7-year-old girl who's, you know, chasing your tricycle, whatever. I feared for my life. You know, it was just, it was insane.
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago. I remember that video going around of military police. It was it military? I think it was National Guard walking down the street and a couple of kids sitting on the front porch filming them. And one of the guys pointed at him and they just started shooting at the fucking house.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, they don't care.
They're sitting on their porch. They're not like, you know, they're not out rioting and things, but whatever, dude, you got to get amped up.
They get crazy and it's out of control. Now again, there are some good that comes out of it. Like, dude, I'm totally cool with cops wearing bulletproof vests. All right. I don't have a problem with that. Like, you know, give them a little edge in the fight. Now, do I think you should outlaw bulletproof vests for civilians? No, I don't. I think that I should have that option too. You know, you do you, right? And, you know, you're in a job where the odds of a cop getting shot are way more likely than, I don't know about way more likely, but than your average citizen. That's what I was going to say. I'm not even sure that's actually true, but I feel like they're going into harm, right? So they do, you know, it's kind of like a firefighter. The odds of them encountering a fire are a lot more likely than me encountering a fire, right?
Right.
That's fair. People call the police when people are shooting at each other. Now, mind you, they usually get there long after that shooting stopped and the people are gone, but they still get called.
They still come.
So they are going to be exposed to shooting and that kind of thing. So I'm with you. You know, a bulletproof vest, I would wear one all day long if I'm a policeman. I understand that. I think that's reasonable. And again, maybe I don't, if I'm policeman in Mayberry, that would be an old town for old people.
Yeah, I don't think
you guys don't know anymore.
Most of our listeners probably don't remember Mayberry.
Don't even know Mayberry. All right. But yeah, you know, old timey, right? If kids are walking around with fishing poles, although I do see those fishing videos on YouTube all the time where somehow you can carry an assault rifle if you're fishing. Like whoever wrote this law is like some kind of wacko.
Yeah, I don't remember where that is. It's a certain state. Florida, I think it might be Florida. Yeah, I mean, all the crazy shit happens in Florida, so that's a safe bet.
You keep seeing these confrontations. I know them all over the place, but you know, you've seen them in your YouTube shorts and the police are like, why are you carrying a machine gun at the creek? Well, I'm fishing, so I'm allowed. Well, yeah it's kind of crazy. Like that seems excessive.
Right.
You know, you think the big one, the great white's going to come up out of there and you might have to, you know.
Yeah, but they're doing it just to piss police off, you know, and I appreciate that. Yeah, if you don't use your rights, you should get you're going to lose your rights, right? Use it or lose it.
That's true. That I fully
support that kind of weird activism. But I don't know. Police don't seem to like it. So here's the new one that I'm getting excited about. A little bit crazy, a little bit dystopian. But the robots.
Tell me.
The killer robots, right? Police robot death squads.
I did see RoboCop. Is it the same thing?
It's similar to that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted 8-3 in November 2021 to permit police to use robots armed with explosives.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's an unstoppable robot and it's going to follow you until it catches you and then it's going to blow up. Good luck. Good luck with that. Bringing Skynet into the present. I mean, this is about the time for Skynet, right?
Yes. Actually, China's program is called Skynet because, you know, they plagiarize everything. So they're like,
They got to do that. They got the Harry Potter books that are all plagiarized. All that stuff. They love it.
They're like, you know, where they watch everybody on the street and their whole grading system and all that with your social credit score. That's called Skynet.
So, is it? Nice.
You know, hey.
Good. The Dallas police became the first to kill a suspect with a robot in 2016. Do you remember that?
I do not.
Some dude went crazy with a sniper rifle and started shooting cops. And then more cops showed up and he shot them. Wow. He killed five cops and injured nine police officers. And they sent in the explosive robot. He went in there, found the room he was in, went in there and blew up. So, I mean, you know, exciting stuff, man. They call them now, what do they call them? Loitering munitions. That's what they're talking about over in Ukraine. They have these drones that just kind of fly around with grenades and explosives and wait until they see somebody and bomb them. Police are gonna be up to that soon too, man. Those robots are just gonna be running around with bombs on them just in case something pops off. And NYPD has the new DigiDog. That's an exciting one, made by Boston Dynamics, right?
Okay. Now,
quadrupedal robot.
Okay, now there is a dog one that I've seen that is available, they say, for pre-order that has a flamethrower on it.
Nice.
So, you know, hey, you got to keep classy. And what's cool, dude, not only they have the robot available for pre-order, but they actually have, I'll see if I can find the website and put it in the link on the bottom. Because, yeah, we were all talking about it at work. It's funny, I can't bring up gun websites, but I can order robot dogs with flamethrowers at work. So, you know,
do whatever. The flames come out of their mouth, or is there like a backpack type deal?
It's
like how's
a backpack,
that work?
But it's right at the top of their head, though. So it's ready to go. But what they do have, it's about $1,400 or $1,800. I'm not sure which, but you can buy the flamethrower that that attaches to your drone. Now the mm-hmm. $1,400 or whatever doesn't include the drone. You have to put your own drone and then attach it to it. So, mm-hmm. you know, you might be in it for $2,500. All right. But
right.
to have a drone flamethrower, and dude, it wasn't like that bullshit Elon Musk, 3-foot flamethrower. Right. This thing was like 20, 30 feet.
It really?
And it just straight gasoline, dude. It was just fill that thing up. You're ready to go. I'll see if I can get a link and put it in the show notes. It was pretty exciting at work. All the guys were, pretty excited about it.
Yeah. How long before the police have that one? That's good. I mean, sometimes you want to arrest somebody. Sometimes you want to shoot them. Sometimes you have to put fire on that person, though.
Yes.
You have to light them on fire.
The police actually did flamethrower mm-hmm. some guy, and they kind of set his face on fire, and that didn't end well. Yeah. Now, they're
for the police
saying,
or the guy whose face melted?
Well, they're saying that it's because who knew that using a taser and pepper spray together would become a flamethrower?
Right. I do remember that. Now that you mention it, I do remember that happening. They accidentally lit that guy on fire.
It happens. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you're like, shit, the taser's not working. Let's, step up our game.
Yeah. They have to put that alcohol in the pepper spray. It's like 90% of the juice. It's what keeps it potent, you know?
Yeah. Now, one of the things I have seen is people are always like, oh, why do police need the 40 millimeter cannon? I don't have a problem with those, to be honest. These are like the little grenade launchers, you have like the 6-cylinder roll and they whatever. Yeah. So those are used with like foam rounds, or they're used with tear gas.
Right.
And to me, I would rather see that deployed than seeing, shooting people. Right.
Yeah. Machine guns. Right. But also, you can use that. United States can use that on their own citizens legally, but they can't use that in war. That's against the rules of war.
Right.
It's okay for your own civilians to do that, but you can't do that, on the battlefield.
Do you know, I was watching a documentary the other day, and it was only like 5 years ago, we destroyed all our sarin nerve gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and it was like, we had like 500,000 rounds. And they were, big, like 5-inch, round canister things of sarin nerve gas. And I'm like, you never know when you need that. Like, you got to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yeah, we just had it ready. And I'm like, well, yeah, Saddam's so bad, we got to go after him. Yeah, I mean, right. We have that shit.
We have it. That's fine. That's different.
But we're responsible, good people.
Right.
Yeah, more and more. Again, I'm going to get off topic. You're going to have to bear with me for about 3 seconds here. But so there was Gaddafi. He was like, hey, I'm going to sell oil backed by gold instead. And then all of a sudden there was a big uprising. The U.S. enforced the no-fly zone, and we took that mother, you know, that guy out.
Right. Realize he got fucked to death with a knife, right? Yeah. That's how he went out. It's not a good sometimes.
No. Yeah, no. And then
what did Hillary Clinton say? We came, we saw, he died. Ha, 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 ha. That's my Hillary Clinton impression.
Just like the Wicked Witch, huh? Oh, man. And then Saddam was like, hey, I'm going to back euro or back oil, and I'm going to sell it only in euros to get off the American dollar. Mm-hmm. And then, mysteriously, Saddam was responsible for that whole Twin Tower thing. And yeah, he was like, I didn't even know that was going to happen. They didn't even tell me. And they're like, whatever, you know, just
now
you're going down.
You're done, bro.
And then Putin, like, we would be involved in the Ukraine war, except Putin was like, hey, we're only going to sell oil backed by gold instead of the U.S. dollar.
Can't do
and they
that
were
shit.
Like, oh, he's invading Ukraine. Stop him.
Yeah.
I was like,
they didn't give one no. single shit when Russia annexed Crimea, right?
Whatever.
But now all of a sudden it's a fucking serious threat.
This guy wants to get off the dollar for gold. That's going to be a problem. So I don't know. I just think that keeps kind of playing out. Now, there was one more thing that I did want to touch on with this, and that's the federal government having SWAT teams. Now, have you seen this? So
yeah.
It's not like, why can't, like, I get why the FBI would have SWAT teams.
Right.
Makes sense. Right. They're law enforcement. They're doing raids. They're going after kidnappers and sex traffickers, maybe in the US, or I don't know what they do. I get why the ATF would have SWAT teams. Cause you know, they bust in people's doors. Oh, you bought three guns. I'm coming in, you know, whatever. They need a SWAT team for that. Cause you know, they're scared little children and they need to shoot dogs and, you know, all right, I get that.
10,000, Chuck.
Kevin.
That's how many dogs were killed by law enforcement last year. 10,000 dogs. That's like 30 dogs a day they're shooting.
That's not pretty.
We're going to run out of dogs soon, man.
It's lucky they breed. That's all I can say. Now, but then I would say, well, Kevin, even the DEA, I'll give you. But the EPA, does the EPA need its own SWAT team? Yes. Like, I feel like, you know, hey, that guy's poaching a deer. Get the SWAT guys out here quick. But maybe, like, you need to just call the local police to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you really need your own SWAT team for the EPA?
Right.
Or let me go even further. NASA? Does NASA
has a SWAT team?
NASA has a SWAT team.
All right.
Department of Energy?
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Amtrak has their own SWAT teams. And you're saying, well, Chuck, that's a private company. That's not the federal government. Turns out they work and respond to terror attacks and get funding from the federal government. So nice. I would say it. Now, Parks Police. Kevin, you know when you drop litter at the national park, and they're like, hey, this is an important monument for whatever. SWAT team. Bam.
SWAT
team. There they are.
All right.
Now, there are the Department of Energy, in their defense, they say guards nuclear assets. Yeah, maybe.
The Department of Energy, listen, it's a poorly kept secret that the Department of Energy is the most evil department in the government. You think it's the Department of Defense, you think it's the CIA, the Department of Energy is the one that's coming up with all weird, crazy, fucked up stuff. Death rays and things like that. If you ever find out the government is operating death rays, EPA did it.
EPA did it. Yep. And that's the thing, too, the IRS, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just bad, dude. There is so much involvement and craziness. And the government is just getting bigger and bigger.
Wait a minute. Right, the IRS has a SWAT team.
IRS? You
Hunter
never
Biden, Hunter Biden didn't pay $1 million in taxes. and they didn't deploy the SWAT. Who is out there that they're sending that SWAT team after?
No, remember they went to like Trump or somebody. Who is the guy? There was one. It was while Trump was in office that they went and raided with the IRS SWAT team.
Oh, I don't remember it.
I don't know. Whatever.
Getting wild, though. Bottom line,
we don't need, like, I think when you escalate it with the full on, and I get, like, keeping police safe. Like that's cool. I'm good with that. You know, I mean, shit. I feel like we could up armor the cop cars a little bit. You know, we could
yeah, make them a little
beefier. I could get behind that.
Well, I mean, they have armored personnel carriers now from
right
from this. So, I mean, they're all set there.
And that's like one of the arguments for why we don't need the why they're not as effective. You know, they said it has no difference on crime either way. They said like things like the armored cars are really never deployed. They're deployed. They just have them. Cause it's like, shit, who can afford the gas? Right. It's like, maybe not. But when you're rolling it out after the Boston thing, and I understand the Boston thing was a big deal, but I think that's like the perfect example after the Boston Marathon. Is the perfect example of why it's wrong. Because, I mean, it's great they caught that guy. And, I mean, I'm cool with that. Like,
right.
I mean, I'm cool with the idea that, hey, at least we got the bad guy. And I think had they not done the full-on lockdown, the guy probably would have got away.
Right. Right. But they seemed like they got away for a good long while. You know, it was a few days before they finally pinned him down.
And I feel like they could have slipped out of the country. And for the guy to be like, I have to hide under a boat in somebody's backyard, like under a tarp. That's a serious manhunt that had that guy that paranoid. And they still found him there.
And they still found him there. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you hid under that trash can. You knew we were going to look there.
Right.
I don't care that it's a giant city and whatever. You're not getting away. We're going under every trash can. I feel like if he'd held up in somebody's house and kind of maybe taking the family hostage, be like, look, I'm going to hide in the basement. And
you might've been better off. Yeah.
He might've got away
cutting
with it.
The phones, taking the cell phones. He might've been able, I mean, I think he was bleeding to death at that point. You know what I mean? They were able to, when they got him, they stitched him back up, but he wasn't in good shape.
He was in bad shape. Well, you got to find the nurse and stay at her house. I've seen it in movies. It always happens.
It always happens.
Oh, you're in a movies. Nurse. You got to patch me up. Well, strange coincidence. Now, I don't know. But that's the thing. I feel like when you step up the armor and the everything with the police, it just escalates everything. Now, like I said, I'm down for bulletproof vests. I'm down for cops, you know, being able to protect themselves. I'm even down for like tear gas, because to be honest, it does save lives. You know, that we can send tear gas in through the window instead of, you know, sending cops in to, you know, and shooting everybody up. You know, when people come out coughing, instead of me going in with the full auto machine gun, that's probably better. You know,
right?
I'm just saying. I don't want people to die. I want things to work out good, but
you're a disappointment, Chuck. What's your opinion on unmarked cars? I've been seeing those all over the place now. Unmarked police cars.
I mean, is it good?
Like, if you're looking for a police officer now, you can't find them.
You can't find them. And even so, well, I don't do that kind of thing. You're like, wait, you don't help people? No, we don't do that.
That serve? That's, like, that was bullshit.
That protect and serve. I want every police car to say to protect and serve. Didn't they have it in RoboCop? Like, he had the big assault thing, and then it was like to protect and serve on the they had an armored vehicle.
Right. I haven't seen RoboCop in a long time.
No, I feel like I got to revisit that. Yeah, that was a classic.
It says here, this is from an article I read on this. It says, well, the revenue collected must be astounding. So too is the ill will generated by such tactics. That's talking about unmarked cars. So it's really good at like giving out tickets and making money for the, for the town. It's not really good for public safety. That doesn't really help out at all. If anything, it makes it worse. So, I mean, what's really important though, isn't it? I mean, isn't that really what cops are for at this point, is generating money? You know what I mean? Right. Nobody goes to jail anymore. You just have to pay fines for everything.
How many small towns, like, that's their whole thing is the cop that, you know, all the town's money comes from the cop sitting it where it goes from like 65 to 35, right? As you roll through town and, you know, on the main highway to it, you know.
I mean, there are specifically places where they lower the speed limit just so they can collect, like, lower than what it would normally be posted at for that designation of road, but they can get a bunch of money like that. They just sit there and wait for people to fuck up.
Yeah.
That's why I can't ever get any place. I always feel like the person in front of me is scared and driving 10 miles under the speed limit because they never know when it's going to fucking change and there's going to be a cop sitting there waiting.
Yep. No, and that's right. I mean, it's people don't know. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. It just is disturbing that you really don't get the protect and serve feeling from, you know, local law enforcement.
No, and civil asset forfeiture, that's another one that makes me crazy. Yeah. If you have $10,000 in your car and police pull you over and find it, they just get to keep that. You don't have to, like, have committed a crime or anything.
Yeah.
That's just theirs. That's just free money. And they can use that for buying margarita machines or automatic weapons or whatever they want. That's just theirs. They seize that Ferrari, just put police on it, and there you go. Some lucky asshole gets to drive the Ferrari every day.
No, but I mean, why wouldn't you really? I mean, I want to be that guy, right? You don't want to be that guy? You don't want a Ferrari? Come on, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, what if we tint out the windows, huh? That's what I never get is we can't have the tinted out windows. I know in the state where I am, the police for their own personal vehicles can have it tinted out.
But I mean, can't they just speed and do whatever they want anyway? I always thought that was the rule. But if you're a police officer and you pull over another police officer, sorry, have a good day.
I've seen a few of those videos on YouTube lately where they're like, you were doing 95 in a 35. And they're like, no, not in my town. Like, you always get the cocky sheriff who's like, I'm the sheriff. You're not wrong. More exciting stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. So anything you want to hear about, we'd love to hear it in the comments. You can also email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com. You can get badass gear like this awesome t-shirt I'm wearing. It says Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, or my fancy coffee mug. You can go to preppingbadass.com, or you can, I don't know, just send us cash if you want. I mean, hey, that's we're fine. Down for we're whatever, good. Right? Kevin, we're good. We just take it. So anyway, no, we appreciate you guys listening, man. It's awesome. We're, you know, you help grow the channel, you help, you know, keep us going, keep us busy. And we hopefully provide you with good entertainment and, you know, some knowledge that you might help you prepare for bad things to come. So with that, I would say stay safe and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Sure, where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome!
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
I'm Will Cooper, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. If you haven't already, download the free Waypoint TV app to listen to our podcast and watch the original films from Hunt Stand Presents anywhere, anytime, and on any device.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.